It's been an awful winter, very wet. Took its toll on the training ground, to be fair. But, you know, these are the days as a footballer. You want to be out there, and it's perfect conditions for us, yeah. So, all good, and hopefully we can have a nice, clear couple of months.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want right now, definitely. And just before we get into the games, a few other bits. It's been a pretty busy week for you, hasn't it? You've been out at a local football development centre, I see, with the PFA, haven't you?
Yeah, it's something we do. A lot of players, we have to do the community side of the stuff for kids in the area. So it's something that we all enjoy. It's something when I was at school, I enjoyed it when the pros from big clubs come. So it's you know, something that I enjoy personally, and I'd to give something back, really.
Yeah, it must be nice to do that and see a lot of you know, youngsters who really want to get into the game, really enjoying playing it, because that's what it's about, isn't it? It's not just about the whole let's try and get ourselves a club. It's all about the enjoyment of it when you're that young, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. And obviously, we're role models in a way, and you know, they like to take a bit of advice from us all. So you know, we can give out what we know and our knowledge of the game, and hopefully help them for the future.
Now, I guess it's not been the easiest of seasons so far with your position in League Two at the moment. It must be quite difficult, really, to get ready for some games at times. So a bit of indifferent form, obviously, a defeat to Oxford away, which must have been quite difficult to take, and then Dagenham and Redbridge as well, a little bit closer. Draw against Barnet, and you're away at AFC Wimbledon this weekend. What's the mood in the camp been like? How's it been in training? Are you fully prepared on making sure you can get out of those bottom two places?
Yeah, well, you know, we know the position we're in. There's no hiding about that. We haven't had the season that we wanted to, but, you know, at the end of the day, we've got 10 games to go. There's 30 points to play for. We've set ourselves a target, which we'll keep in-house, but, you know, we've got to go out there and be confident and believe we can achieve that.
And as a captain, this is something I've always really been interested in when it comes to being the captain, and you've got to do that team talk. What's it like? Do you prepare that, or is it just very spare at the moment? Because obviously, when you are in that sort of end of a table, it must be even more emotional when you're delivering a message in the dressing room before a game.
Yeah, I think so. It's not something I prepare. It's something that comes off the cuff, because everything changes, the situation, the result at half-time. So it's things that just come off the cuff, really. What kind of mood you're in, the tempo you're in. Whether you need to fire some of your teammates up or not, really. Sometimes you just got to leave them alone. So, you know, you take all that into account. But, you know, really, I like just to focus on myself, and hopefully everyone else focuses on theirself. And then if we all do that, we'll be okay. But some just need gearing up more than others, really.
And of course, the change in management as well with Jackie McNamara coming in. How was that initial period for you? And how do you think he's bedded into the English League coming down from Scotland?
Well, no players like change in terms of managers through a season, because if there is, it means something's not going right. So, you know, we have, as players, have to hold our hands up, because at the end of the day, we've still got our jobs and the manager's gone. So that's something that we don't like. But at the end of the day, a new manager comes in and you have to work hard for him too. You know, Jackie's brought his own ideas to the club, and hopefully, you know, it'll take its toll towards the end of the season, really. Hopefully we can stay above that line, and then he can really show what he's about next year.
I guess it's one of those things that does take time with something like that. When a new manager comes in with new ideas, with new tactics, new formations, it's not easy to pick up, I guess. And I think a lot of fans may just kind of take that sort of blasé view of it, where, you know, think, oh, well, you know, this new change happens, it should be instantly easy to pick up. But it's not easy to pick up instantly, is it, when you change so much so quick?
No, you know, not really. From the inside, it's you know, when there's a lot of change and new players coming in constantly, it's different, and it's not as you'd want as a team. But from the outside, as a fan, all you want is results for the club. You know, York City fans have been fantastic this season, and the last 3 years I've been here, so I can't say a bad word about them. But as fans, they want what's best for the club. But at the end of the day, they want league survival and they want league status next year. So whether that's new managers or not, they don't really care, I don't think.
And it is a big game that you've got coming up this weekend, really, isn't it? You know, as you're travelling to AFC Wimbledon, the squad, are they ready? Is everybody set and fully focused, getting ready for this trip? Are you going down tomorrow, are you?
Yeah, we're going down tomorrow. We'll train in the morning. We'll travel down in the afternoon, prepare as normal. It's just got a bit of that edge to it, though, now, because it's points that we need. We can't really rely on anybody else now. It's totally up to us. You know, it's in our own hands, we believe, still, and we'll go there looking for 3 points.
And obviously today there's a statement popped out of the club about Michael Coulson having signed a pre-contract with St Johnstone, and the club have said that they're a bit disconcerted with the time of the announcement. Is that a difficult thing for you to kind of take on now as captain, because this statement's come out and you've got to kind of go along with this with the team, and having Michael still playing with you till the end of a season, it seems that there's been a little bit of disarray there. Is it must be quite difficult to kind of deal with that situation.
You think it might be, but it's just another, you know, I've been in the position before where players have signed pre-contracts. Michael obviously knows his reasons why he's done it. But I expect him to be a professional to the end of the season and perform and give his 100% for York. You know, York are his employees now for the next 3-4 months. Whatever he does after that, along with the rest of the squad, he's up to him and the rest of us. But I believe he'll give everything from now to the end of the season, like I would do, like I'd expect most professionals to do in any work.
And Russell, obviously this game is very big this weekend. If you got a message for the York City fans, what would it be ahead of them coming down to see you play there as well?
Just still believe, keep believing in us. We know it's not the season that we all wanted, but at the end of the day, we've got 10 games to go and we'll give everything we can, but we need your help in the meanwhile.
Absolutely top man, Russell Penn, the captain of York City, joining us on Home Time today. Really appreciate it, mate. Good luck at the weekend. Really hope you get the 3 points and hope that you do stay in the league. That'd be absolutely fantastic. Russell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.